When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Erica Ramirez.
Hi.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
Both wow. are nose deep in their cell phones. So,
sorry, I'm writing an email. I don't know what.
I'm not doing Jason, anything.
Exactly.
Anyways, I hope everyone's week was good. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Mine was
I'm a little
right.
sick.
Jason is a little sick, but Jason did have a big win here at Billboard. We have a thing called Win of the Week, which anyone who does something extraordinary at Billboard or any of the Prometheus companies
sure.
Gets special recognition for. And Jason's Coachella coverage nabbed him
Win of the Week.
So
yes.
he's sick, but he's still running off that high.
Oh my goodness gracious. I didn't even prepare a speech. That's the crazy thing.
And you won't be asked to do one, but nevertheless, I mean, that's an honor.
I got a Starbucks gift card.
Oh, nice. Really? That's
yeah.
awesome.
So
that's
we're
like
going
really
there
useful.
After the meeting, after the podcast. Okay.
I want to find out how much it was for, but not on the podcast. We'll keep that off the record.
It's for $500.
Holy. No. All right. So let's jump in. We've got, first up, let's talk about Adam Lambert. So Lambert has a new song called Ghost Town.
Before
I give my response to it musically, I have to say, and Jason knows my feelings on this, but I'm going to censor the words I'm going to use. I think it's a little messed up that Adam Lambert is promoting a song called Ghost Town when the Queen, when Madonna, is also promoting
Here
a song
go,
called Ghost
I'm gonna,
Town.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get my violin.
Here we go, Joe.
Admittedly, okay, the only difference, Madonna's is one word, his is two words, Ghost Town, but I don't think it's too close for comfort. We can't have two ghost towns at the same time.
I don't know why it's one word for Madonna.
I have no
Can
idea.
You speak
maybe
on that?
Maybe she knew this Lambert song was coming and she was like, yeah. Well, we'll make it one word and it'll be totally different.
Yeah, I think that it was like a you come with a crown, you best not miss kind
Isn't
of situation.
Isn't that bizarre though? Like Ghost Town is not like I mean of course Ghost Town is a thing, but it's not like a common name for a song.
Yeah.
Why do we have two ghost towns now?
I don't know, man. It's like there's a lot of heartbreaker. A lot of heartbreaker
That's
songs.
That's true. That's anyways. But okay, so musically,
being the best.
I'm very curious to see what you think about this, Jason. But I liked it. It reminded me of the kind of trend to reach back to like 90s deep house. Like this is like if you like Kaiza's Hideaway, I think you'll like this Lambert song. Has like a nice strummy start. I thought it was good. I feel like maybe it's a grower, not a shower, because I'm not knocked out by it, but I like it.
You're on one face. Today.
Yeah, he's the DJ Khaled of this podcast right now, for
DJ
sure.
Khaled. I mean, it is. I mean, he can be. It's fine.
That's fine. All Joe does is win. So anyone who knows me even a little bit knows how much I love Adam Lambert's Trespassing album from 2012. One of the best pop albums of the 2010s, for sure.
It's a bold statement.
It's not even a bold statement. That's
Never Close Our Eyes is an awesome song.
The whole album's an awesome song. That's what I'll say about that. And
I feel like there's going to be some fighting on this episode.
Maybe. I think we're both fired up today, which is cool.
Yeah.
So I love Adam Lambert. I think that the dude is so entertaining. I think this is just a weird single choice to me. Like, I've heard some of this album that's coming out in June. I think it was announced today that it's coming out in June. I feel like there's songs that are a little bit more conducive to pop radio. This seems like, you know, like I understand what you're saying with the deep house trend, and I feel like it's just a little too slow. And I know that it has the kind of whistle hook, but I just don't, I don't know. Like it's not as energetic. I wanted Adam Lambert's comeback song. And I call it a comeback song because this comes after Trespassing, which, again, I love, was not a commercial success. He left his label RCA Records because they asked him to follow it up with an 80s covers album. He got in the studio with Max Martin and Shellback and a bunch of other amazing writers and producers. I wanted Adam Lambert to bring the fire with this new single. And I feel like this is good, but it's not the fire. That's how I feel about this song.
I didn't hear this song, by the way.
Okay. All right.
I listened to all of them.
It sounds a lot like Drake.
No, I think it's more timing.
So this has a whistle hook, as you mentioned. Weren't we just talking about whistle hooks? What was the recent whistle hook
There's
song?
So many, man.
It's probably a Florida
that's like
song.
Yeah, like that's yeah. a new moment. Ooh. Like, I mean, whistles have always kind of been a thing, but like whistle hooks in 2015, like I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I maybe like it a little more than you. I guess I haven't heard the rest of the album, so I don't know if there is stronger material.
It's not that I dislike it. It's just that I wanted it to be amazing. My expectations were very high.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised if this ended up being in the top 20, I would say. So.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe this is like one of those things where it's like float the first single out and then second sure. single is like...
We'll bring the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I could see this doing very well in the dance charts, though.
Yeah.
Especially in remix land. Like this is just like aching for wonderful like remixes.
Yeah, it's just and you said it might be a grower. I just wanted it to have that immediate impact. I mean, the other song I picked for this show, which we'll get to in a bit, is from Florence and the Machine. And mm-hmm. I feel like that Spoiler. Is the one that checks all the boxes. Like
right.
my expectations for a new like Florence song were very high, but that song is, mm-hmm. is something that completely delivers on the first time. This is more of a little bit more patient, a little bit more offbeat. And that's what Adam Lambert is. He's an offbeat pop star, but I wanted something a little bit more arresting this time around.
Sure. All right. Well, let's listen to some of it. So it's Adam Lambert, Ghost Town, not to be confused with Madonna's Ghost Town, which
it might
is
be the same
an incredible song.
I'm not sure.
But here's the Lambert.
My heart is a ghost town.
That's Adam Lambert, Ghost Town.
I thought that was Madonna's Ghost Town. No?
No, that was actually Lambert. Yeah. I have to say, now that a little time has passed, I think Ghost Town is my favorite song from the new Madonna record.
Dude, we covered so many Madonna songs on this podcast.
See, okay, have we covered more Madonna or Kanye
yeah,
songs?
Yeah, more Madonna,
I think we've done
for
more
sure.
Kanye.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. You were just like, Madonna released this song.
I can't wait for you to be like, you know what? No, this is going to be an episode of just Madonna stuff.
Yeah.
Believe me, I thought about it, and I pulled back on that. It would have been way too much. All right, well, let's move on. Okay, so this is one of my picks. This song just hit the internet, and for all I know, is already pulled down. But it is Kurt Cobain, a demo of him covering the Beatles song, And I Love Her. So this is taken from the documentary Montage of Heck, which premiered at Sundance and then was at Tribeca. It's coming out HBO, I think, on May 4th. So, according to the director, I've not seen this. Even though it's in New York, I still have not gotten around to seeing it.
Yeah.
According to the director, like 85% of the music heard in the documentary is either rare or totally unreleased before. And I have to say, I had never heard this. So this is Kurt Cobain singing the Paul McCartney song from Hard Day's Night, And I Love Her, which is a pretty slow, like simple ballad. And you know, it's only like a minute and a half, but the audio from the documentary hit the internet, and it's just like gorgeous. I mean, I'm a big Beatles fan anyways. I grew up loving Nirvana too. I mean, as probably most people my age, so I'm predisposed to really like this. But it's just like his voice with a song like this is just so haunting, and it's also just incredible to hear. I mean, so many years after his death, his voice singing a song you had never heard before. I mean, not a song you knew, but a song you had never heard him sing before. like, you know, at this point, it's more likely you're just going to hear like a different mix of a Nirvana song versus like something totally new. But so I was like incredibly happy to hear this.
Well, there you go, man.
What do you guys think of it?
You know, I feel like it's tough for me because like it's something like this that it's hard for me to like really quantify or qualify this song as like something I would listen to. It seems more and more like, and I want to use the word novelty and not as a negative, but it's like, you know, it's like it's like a rare artifact of a mm-hmm. song.
So and it's like something that you wouldn't really listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
it's
interesting. The same way. We're just like, it's special because of what it is and who it is. But it's just like, I wouldn't, like you said, it's like a rare thing that's good, but like also I personally wouldn't listen to it.
I like feel like nonstop. It's for the diehards. Yes. Like Joe over here.
I think that might be true, but I feel like one of the reasons I include it, I feel like a Nirvana diehard is not a rare thing. Like
it's true. Or
Beatles diehards for that matter. I mean, I listened to it like 5 times already today. Yeah. And I totally agree with what you're saying. Like this is not a finished recording. This is not like a polished effort, but it's just, there's something just really kind of special.
It's very
special
lovely.
About
it. Yeah, it definitely is special.
Yeah. But yeah, it also reminded me of, in other dead rock star news, Elliot Smith has a great cover of For No
other
One.
Dead rock
that
star.
Is,
this is just a
kind
Joe
of,
Lynch
kind of underrepresented.
Yeah, let's do it.
And if you haven't heard that, I suggest YouTubing that as well.
You know what was odd, what was very cool like many years ago and was not like a novelty or an artifact? I guess it was a little bit, but remember when that old Nirvana or that unreleased Nirvana song, You Know You're Right, came out?
Yes.
That song
was very
amazing.
That like, was a great song.
Yeah, yeah. Like that song was
that
was
song
it.
Killed.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Anyway, so yeah, so Montage of Heck is coming up at some point. Are you interested in seeing it?
No, yeah, I'm definitely going to see it. I haven't seen it. It is in New York already? I didn't think it was out yet.
It might come out this Friday. I might be mixing up my dates.
I'm going to do like a back-to-back with like Furious 7.
Yeah.
Did you already watch that?
I have not seen Furious 7.
I haven't seen Furious 7 yet either.
I watched The Following. It's the Following or whatever.
Wait, isn't that a TV show?
Hour.
Oh, It Follows?
It Follows.
I am
it
so
follows.
Excited to see
I
that.
I watched that.
I really want to go.
I heard it was really bad.
I
actually.
Love horror movies.
Oh, no,
movies.
It's so good because it's so weird. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you know what I want to see?
It's so good.
And this is, and we'll.
Sorry.
We'll,
for,
that now we're just talking about
it. I had to bring that
I want
to
see Unfriended.
I
kind of
want
to see that too. It doesn't look good, but I kind of want to see it.
I'm
seeing
it,
Unfriended for
see
sure.
Do you think it'll be as good as the song Unfriend You, though?
By Grace and Chance.
By Grace and
Nothing's
Chance.
As good as the song Unfriend
There's
You.
There's no way
Grace
it's going
to
be as good as that song.
I haven't heard that name in a long time. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Surprised.
All right. Well, let's.
We circled it back. Good job, Joe.
Yeah.
Yep. Circling it back.
Speaking of Grace and Chance, here's the Nirvana cover.
Nirvana's super
fan. I meant circled it back to music. Okay.
We did bring it back to music. All right. So let's listen to a little bit of it. That's Kurt Cobain doing The Beatles, and I Love Her. Nirvana, or not Nirvana, but Kurt Cobain demo. Next up, this is an Erica pick. We've got Raekwon featuring ASAP Rocky. Song's called I Got Money.
I totally forgot that I even chose this song, which tells you how
awesome.
I really feel about it. I like this song. It was hard for me to choose like a song that I really, really liked from this week. This song's good. I like more the production of it, so I don't know if you guys listened to it.
Oh, I did.
It's not really expected as far as Raekwon goes, or even Rocky. And even like Rocky's line is just like, this isn't like your typical boom bop, like rap, blah, 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 which I kind of goes hand in hand with why I like the production a lot. But I mean, I think it's a little tame considering the two artists that are on the song, but I like it to the point where I'm excited to hear Raekwon's album, which comes out next week. On the 28th. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's cool. I feel bad because that's all I have to say about it. And, like, I really like Raekwon and Rocky. I don't know.
I feel like Raekwon is maybe the most consistent member of the Wu-Tang Clan, where it's actually not surprising that he put out a song in 2015, and it's really good. And I say that having Ghostface as my favorite rapper of all time.
I was going to say, yeah, Ghostface has been really consistent, too.
I don't know, man. He hasn't put out a really good album since 2006.
Wait,
I was
what are you
listening...
talking about? The one with Bad, Bad, Not Good?
Okay. Yeah, wasn't there...
Let me... no, you
you
like
definitely
it?
Are deeper into
think,
the Wu-Tang
I, wait, I
solo
I think he has another project, but did that come out? And
yeah.
If it did, then I feel really bad.
And then it was 36 seasons before that, which was pretty good, but...
Yeah, the anyways.
It wasn't
Fish
Scale.
That.
It wasn't Pretty Tony
Raekwon
album.
Raekwon and Ghostface's performance at Fader 4 at South By with Bad, Bad, Not Good was... like amazing. It's as if like they were meant to collaborate together with having them like back them up for like even Wu-Tang songs. But
yeah. They were at Coachella too, and they only did Only Built for Cuban Links, which was cool.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Well, they did. Okay. Go ahead.
But yeah, I really like the song, and it's cool to hear ASAP Rocky. I feel like he hasn't really done that much stuff with like veteran MCs. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong in that. But I can't really recall an instance of him working with a super veteran like Raekwon. And it's just cool to hear them on the same track. I mean, yeah. I thought Raekwon was great on that song. I think it was Bomb on the Freddie Gibbs and Madlib
mm-hmm.
collaboration.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights. Definitely.
I mean, Raekwon's still doing his thing. It's funny because immediately after A Better Tomorrow by Wu-Tang Clan dropped last December, nobody cared about it except me. Raekwon immediately started promoting this new solo album, so maybe it's a lot better.
Yeah, I have to say I was surprised how much I also liked this song, given kind of, I mean, I to be perfectly honest, I didn't even finish listening to A Better Tomorrow. Like, I listened
aww.
To some of it.
We're being real honest.
I didn't, yeah, I mean, I like that's it. Not, a, I really should. I want to, but it's just kind of like I lost a little bit of steam.
Right? It's yeah, okay, go ahead.
But this song is, there's just, like, it's fun. Like, there's the kid... going like the kids going nya 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 during the song, a little like wooden percussion. It's just kind of unexpected production, and it's yeah, it's not like fiery, but it's fun, and it's like a real like immediate listen. Like you listen to it once and it's like in your head.
Yes. That's how I would describe you, Joe. Not fiery, but fun. Yeah.
Not fiery, but fun.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Anyways, but yeah, it's. Yeah, I feel
it's
like
it's good, right? Like
it's good.
It's good.
But this makes me
it.
Like
you weren't here last week, Erica, when I said that I'm super excited for ASAP Rocky's new album. And like
so you like true. Like the singles he's been putting out.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
I only know I can't remember the first one he put out before the M's one.
Lord, I always forget the M's. Name of it. Lord Flacco Jodier, that song.
Of course. Okay, that's
and
I
then M's.
Yeah, I like
awesome.
Oh, Multiply.
Multiply?
Multiply was before M's.
I don't even know if I've heard Multiply.
Yeah, I don't know if I've heard that.
Maybe I gotta hear that.
So maybe you're not ready for this ASAP Rock.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
ASAP Fronty over here.
Wow.
Good one.
Wow.
So ridiculous.
ASAP Fronty.
I'm
out
excited
here.
For this album, too. I'm more excited because he's gone through a lot in the past year, at least between this album and the last album. So I'm really excited to hear kind of how he delivers all of that. But yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's listen. So this is Raekwon featuring ASAP Rocky. I got money.
Straight necks, burgundy legs, swing a few bats, some Gretzky, hockey mask on and a check show. I'm eating like Hortons, Gordon's fishing.
Right, that was Raekwon and ASAP. Next up, let's do, as previously teased by Jason, Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck.
Yeah, I almost picked this for last week, and then I forgot about it.
Ugh.
I know.
Whatever. Well, we're getting, that's
classic
the important
Jason.
Thing, is we're getting to it.
This is like a leftover? I don't know how I feel about that.
I know.
That.
Well, it's, you know, it's still fresh, okay. I would say.
Sure.
Yeah, so Ship to Wreck is one of the, I think Florence and the Machine have released 3 songs from their new album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. So far, I think Ship to Wreck is easily the standout. I just think that this is Florence and the Machine firing on all cylinders and other cliched phrases that way. But,
hey, but they're machines, so the all cylinders thing.
Oh,
works.
Hey, that was totally unintended. So I just think that Erica's shaking her head at me. I just think that Florence and the Machine have been kind of building toward this sort of summery pop moment where it reminds me a little bit of Arcade Fire's Sprawl 2.
Mm-hmm.
And just in terms of the vocal performance by Florence Welch, it's not as sort of dramatic as she usually does and usually is delivering her vocal take. It's just more carefree and fun and sprawled out. Again, no pun intended. And I just think that this totally works for the band. A lot of Florence and the Machine stuff is very heavy, and not necessarily in a bad way. It's just like, even like Dog Days Are Over, it's just like a very like pounding, it kind of like pounds against your head. And a song like this is something I'd love to hear more from them, which is just sort of like letting the song breathe a little bit, extending the chorus to a place that's really fun to sing along to. And I mean, I saw this song live at Coachella, and they knocked it out of the park. I think that I can't wait for this Florence album. Like, I think that this is more than Ceremonials, which was, I think, a step to the side for them, not a step forward or back. But I think that this album is going to be the leap forward that I've been waiting for.
Do you think it's going to be like more pop, more like?
I mean, the other songs they've released from the album are sort of in the same kind of like chamber pop rock vein, but I just think I'm hoping that there's at least a little bit more of this Ship to Wreck.
Totally.
What do you guys think?
I had kind of the same reaction as you. Ceremonials, I loved their first album, and Ceremonials I found maybe it's a little too serious, a little too somber.
Yeah, it's just
like the mood was very consistent in a way that eventually got a little tiring, or at least it didn't make me want to like listen to it over and over like the first one. So I was really happy to hear this song and that it's fun for them. I mean, fun is like almost a weird thing to say because like thematically the song isn't necessarily like upbeat. But it's similar to, not in sound, but like on the first album, Hurricane Drunk is lyrically a depressing song, but it's a really fun song to like listen to and like get pumped up to in the live setting. And I think this is kind of the same thing. Like, it might not be about a happy subject necessarily, but it's just like a real pleasure to listen to, something you can sing along with, like pump your fist to almost.
Yeah.
It's got a nice guitar jangle thing going on.
Definitely.
It's different for them. It's almost vaguely Smithsy.
It
which
is
something
Smithsy, yeah.
that I don't think we've really heard them do. So
I'm just, can I just say that I'm super excited for a female fronted band to be like headlining festivals,
to
which
blow
I think,
up.
Yeah, like they're like, this is what should be happening with Florence and the Machine. Like they should be like kind of assuming this position of just dominance. And I'm excited because there's just like a lack of this kind of band in, you know, mainstream music especially.
They're
so,
very much also like a festival
band.
Like, I could see them do that.
Yeah, they rule. That's all I'll say about that.
What did you think, Erica? Are you
I have this? Like high expectations for Florence and the Machine, but it's also because I like their like more pop songs from that last project. So I mean, I really like this. I just also, from what I've heard, it's starting, I need something a little bit different from the singles that they put out. But that's why I was asking Jay's questions, is if he already heard the album too.
I have not, no.
Like, soothe my fears of it not being a little bit more pop. Yeah. But I mean, I'm excited. I really like Florence and the Machine. I saw them perform once, and the crowd was crazy, and she's I didn't know what to expect performance wise, but she kind of knocked it out.
She's like a force of nature.
Yeah, I mean, it's because she seems like so tame and like calm, and then she's on stage and she turns into like something else. So I really love it. So I'm excited for like what's coming up. I really like this song, but I want to know if there's, I guess, something a little bit more different or more pop on the album.
All right, well, let's give a listen to it. So it's Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck. All right, that was New Florence. Next up, let's go my second pick. We got a new Panic at the Disco song called Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I love this song.
I love this song too.
I'm surprised. I heard it like three times back to back when you guys emailed it. But okay, go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
Song. So it's Hallelujah is this new song. The founding drummer Spencer Smith in the band has been on hiatus for a while, but he officially kind of like quit the band within I think the last 10 days or 2 weeks or something
around there.
It kind of been a long time coming, but this is officially the first song they've released since that happened. And I'm not like the world's biggest Panic fan. I'm more of a singles Panic fan. Like, I don't put on a full album and rock out to it. But I love this song. Like, I just, like Erica, like, I've been listening to it just like on repeat. It's kind of different for them. I mean, they've always been theatrical, but this features like the soul sample at the beginning of the song. Like, it almost sounds like it would be on an early Kanye or Common track or something.
Oh, but then again, I don't follow them, so I can't say. So
I mean, it's different for them. And then there's some horns, some kind of like 70s soul horns that kind of carry the song. I mean, it ends with like some clapping. Clapping and
you
finger
seem so
snaps.
Delighted by the clapping.
I love that he like snuck Kanye in. Because we said
we always have to mention.
We'll always talk about Kanye on the Must Hear Music podcast. You can't.
You know why?
Because
he's an innovator. He's not a musician. He's an innovator.
Oh my goodness!
But no, this song is just like so much fun. But Erica, you love this too?
I really like this song. I need to stop saying emo. I'm kind of over it, even though like I pretty much it's copyrighted.
But they are actually emo. But this is like an emo band.
That's true.
But I can't say because I haven't listened to their music. I can't really say how this like differs.
Like I write sins, not tragedies.
I have to hear it. I don't even end up. Please, like I don't know titles of songs. Like I probably do. I mean, I've clearly heard them before. It's not No, I think it's like a super fun song, and I think it might be like the familiarity of like the soul samples that kind of grabbed me to begin with. But I think it's fun, and I'm just a fan of mostly like the lyrics because they're super emo, but still not too much.
Yeah.
But I can't say how this differs, but I hope that it's kind of like this.
Well, there you go. Can I tell you guys a Panic at the Disco story really quick?
Of course.
So, I really disliked Panic at the Disco when they blew up, and they really did blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to.
You didn't like them when they blew up.
I didn't like them when they blew up. And my story is that I went to college in the fall of 2006. That was my freshman year, and I moved in, and we were in like little suites. So I had a roommate, and then we also had like a room next door to us. And there were two guys in there, so there were four of us guys. And we were all moving in. It was the first day, blah, 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 freshman year. And my roommate puts on Panic at the Disco's album. And I'm immediately like, oh, no, what's going on? And the two guys, our suite mates, come in to our room, and they're like, oh, is this Panic at the Disco? We love them.
And then you kill them.
And then... So my roommate literally goes, oh, awesome. I guess we can all agree that we all like Panic at the Disco. And the two of them were like, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, no, I really hate Panic at the Disco.
Why did you hate them? And then you had no friends after that.
And then I had no friends after that. That's the thing about that. I just thought they were obnoxious and very like all over the place and too busy and just kind of like... I don't know. It was, they just really weren't for me. And they just tried to be like smirking and too carnival-y for me. Anyway. Mm.
They're very theatrical. Yeah.
They're very theatrical.
Have you what? Maintained that viewpoint or have you softened a little bit?
I've definitely softened a little bit. I really liked their second album, actually.
That's the one that everyone hates. Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked it. Nine in the Afternoon is a great single. And their third and fourth albums were pretty good. Like that, they were okay. They weren't offensive. And when you sent me the song today, the song by Panic the Disco,
it brought back bad memories.
It really did. I always will always think of that first day of college whenever I think of Panic at the Disco. But but when you sent me a Panic the Disco song called Hallelujah today, I was like, oh no, what's Joe doing to me? But again. All of this comes back to, I really like this song as well. It's it's a charming ending. Song. And I feel like they're finally like grown-ups and not trying to like do too much. It almost was like, it was almost like they were like pranksters in like their first incarnation. Where there was just like so much going on and there were like these joke song titles and this, what, like they were always wacky videos. And I just like, I couldn't take it. Like even when I was a teenager, I was like, this is not for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've talked way too much about Panic the Disco.
Now we know though, you know, that was a moving
story. It really was like the guy, like I can picture him just being like, oh, so we can all agree that we like Panic at the Disco.
What was your reaction? Like, get the fuck out. Sorry, I can't. This isn't the Juice podcast.
I didn't say, I really was like, nah, I really don't like him. Sorry, guys. And they were like just so bummed. Aww. They were just like, we thought we found common ground. I don't really like those guys, though. They weren't very nice.
Yeah.
See, in all seriousness, they weren't very nice. Anyway.
Hopefully they're not listening.
I kind of hope they are.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. So Panic at the Disco, Hallelujah. Right, that was New Panic at the Disco. Next and last, let's talk about Rihanna. So we've got, this is what, the third new Rihanna song now?
Yes.
Yep. From R8, American Oxygen. This is an Erica pick, although I gather you're not the most in love with this song.
I guess pressured would be a strong word. You pressured me into this song.
I did kind of push you into endorsing this.
Why? Do you like it?
I just because you didn't have a second song to us. I wasn't that excited about
new music this week, which is kind of sad because Yellow Wolf's album came out and like, but well, anyways. American Oxygen. Going off of the first two singles, I can't see this on the album. It's just totally different than the other two. I could see the other two live on a Rihanna album. I can't see this one live on a Rihanna album, but I mean it has a good message, but for some reason, maybe it's because I'm comparing it to the other singles, it doesn't seem to like fit for me. I don't know if it's just a little too out of the ordinary, like her having this type of message. Not that she hasn't said like, you know, important things in her music before, but it just seems out of place. And then it just, the way it was delivered, like we didn't see the video till like after it was off of Tidal, and now it's like, is it now available on iTunes? I assume so.
It's on Spotify, so I would assume it's on iTunes.
Yeah, I think it's also just the delivery of it. Like,
yeah, the whole like delayed title related delivery,
right,
is a little bit of a turnoff.
Which I mean, I understand, but it kind of turned me off. Also, I guess my problem is I can't judge it on its own, and if I do judge it on its own, it just doesn't feel too Rihanna like for me to like really appreciate it. Like, yeah. I need a little bit more edge
to
her music.
It's very different for her. And I kind of agree. I don't know if it works. I mean, so this song was written by this guy Sam Harris of the group X Ambassadors, and we did actually a great interview with him, and I'm not just saying that because Billboard did the interview, but
did you do the interview?
I did not do the interview. Oh, okay. It was Colin Stoltz. So shout out to Colin. It was about, basically he was like, oh, this is kind of a song inspired by Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. So this is like meaning to be kind of like a broad, epic, sweeping statement about America. And that is not exactly Rihanna's like lane. And also, I don't know if, I mean, that's not, I mean, I love Bruce, but honestly, like he's one of the few people that can get away with that sort of like making songs that are just like broad statements about
especially
American
life nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't think that this is as powerful to be that type of like,
I kind of agree
right
with
now.
That too.
Yeah. Sorry that I interrupted you. Go ahead, Jay.
No. But yeah, I mean, one interesting thing I thought, so in the interview, he was saying how he didn't meet Rihanna. He just sent in his like demo verses, and he didn't find out which one she used on the final recording until he actually heard it, which reminded me of a different interview I'd read with a guy, or I think it was two people, who wrote The Monster, the Eminem and Rihanna song. And they knew Slim Shady was interested, but they did not know that he had recorded it with her and that it was on the album until like he revealed the track list. And then they were like, oh, that's that demo that we sent him almost a year ago. And I guess we're on the Eminem album. So there's just like, there's a weird thing where like people write songs.
Yeah. Wasn't that also like a Sia, Rihanna, Eminem thing where like Sia wrote something and then they had Rihanna sing it?
There was
like
something
was an
like that.
Song.
That might have been like a Skylar Grey thing instead
was
of Sia,
it?
But.
Oh, two totally different artists. I don't want to make it seem like I get them confused. But I did just now. So
no, that's fair.
Because
Sia worked with Eminem and Rihanna.
Yeah, anyways.
But
yeah.
What do you think about this song, Jason?
I think it's good. I think that it's not the Rihanna showstopper that everybody is kind of anxiously awaiting. And I mean, we talked about Bitch Better Have My Money, I think, on this show, didn't we?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I got a lot of Navy hate.
It wasn't like, but you didn't hate on it. You were just this could have been like a stronger song.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still waiting, guys. You know what song I do want to talk about for a second instead of American Oxygen?
Sure.
I'm all over the place today. I'm talking about my college years. You know what's a cool Rihanna song that I've kind of come around on is her song from Home, Towards the Sun. So
it's
kind of awesome.
I haven't given it that much of a listen.
Yeah,
so
I gotta be honest, I listened to it like once.
I love like 4 or 5 seconds, but I
like
it.
Yeah, I like
4 or 5 seconds.
If I were to rank like Rihanna songs this year, it would probably be like 4 or 5 seconds number one, Towards the Sun number two, American Oxygen number three, and then Bitch Better Have
really
My Money.
Really like American
four.
Oxygen better than?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow. What about you?
I probably like Bitch Better Have My Money a shade more than American Oxygen.
Love the way you said that.
It's kinda also like, I feel like if American Oxygen was shorter, I might like it more. But it, like, it's over 5 minutes, and for something that's
too
not
many.
That catchy, I'm kind of like, all right, let's wrap this up.
And it's weird because it's supposed to be somewhat specific on the topic, but it's very general still.
Exactly.
So I don't know if maybe she would have gone a little bit more specific.
Right.
It might not have touched that many people, but I don't know. It just would. I guess it would feel more personal if she did.
Yeah, it is weird because it's supposed to be kind of like an immigrant song. But yeah, there's no like real like personal imagery or experience in it. It's all very broad, which I guess maybe to them it's like, oh, then everyone can relate to it. But at least to me, and I think to a lot of listeners, it makes it harder to kind of empathize with when it's so such broad strokes.
I could definitely see like someone listen to this song and be like, oh, this is gonna be great for like ads and like huge, like, I don't know, huge performances and all that.
Like Oxygen Network.
Hey-o.
Oh, my God.
Like American movie
Stop
classics.
It.
anyways, let's listen to it. So Rihanna, American Oxygen, after our tepid endorsement. That was one of the new Rihanna songs, American Oxygen. That's all we got, but does anyone have anything movie-wise or college-wise to add?
Listen, no, really. Like, you should go watch What is it called?
It follows.
I really want to see it. I want to keep calling it The Following for some reason. It Follows.
Because that's that TV show.
Yeah. Watch it so we can talk about it on the next episode of the Must Hear Music
I will go
podcast.
See it this weekend as soon as humanly possible. Yes. Because I really love horror movies. And it's not because like I'm a twisted person. It's because I genuinely get scared at them and I love being scared. Like, I'm an adult man and I watch them and I jump like a child.
That's so great. I watch and it's just so much fun. I put my hands over my eyes, but I watch through my fingers.
Yeah.
It's really
sad. I enjoyed a good horror movie. I feel like, is there like a new Purge movie coming this year?
Oh, you know, there is. I know this because all the not a Purge movie, a type of Purge movie, I guess I should say. Okay. Because all the previews for whatever it's called, and I'm just going to call it The Following, even though it follows, they're all horror movies, previews. So there are Purge type of movies to come. But that last Purge movie wasn't like,
I never saw the second one, actually. I want to.
Did you watch? I didn't either.
Can we just have an episode of like horror movies? Just have a conversation
Must
about horror
movies? Sure. Must horror music. Okay.
Must watch all right. I think we're done with the conversation. As long as we call them spooky movies.
Our producer is so over this.
He's like about to slam down the equipment.
Wow, he just looked at his
watch.
All right.
That's all we got. If you have any recommendations for new music or horror movies, please tweet them at us. And have a good week.
Thank you.